Bav Basra, Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav. Hamarzev Ein Lo Chazaka. Hamarzev is the part of the gutter by a roof. There's the gutter that goes alongside the whole roof. And then that gutter, if you would just have one gutter like that, all the water would spill onto the house. So you would have pipes, part of the gutter, that sticks out and comes out from that gutter. There'd be a conduit that would go away from the house. That's what a marzev is. A marzev is a gutter that makes the water go towards the floor away from the house. Hamarzev ein lo chazaka. So there's no chazaka by the place that you put this marzev, where these conduits, where this marzev, this part of the gutter goes towards the floor. If you decide to keep it in one way, and then the owner of the other house says that he wants it in a different spot, you don't have a chazaka saying, well, I was here for 3 years, according to that shita, and therefore you can't move me. Because the guy's not makbid, because he knows he can always move you also whenever he wants. V'yeshlim kamu chazaka, but he can't totally uproot it and say, no, you're not going to have this marzevun anywhere along your roof. That he can't do. He has to at least give the guy an option to have the water come away from the gutter. Hamazchila, the mazchila is the part of the gutter that goes alongside the roof, along the side, the whole length of it. Yeshla chazaka. This has a chazaka. This is something that's totally permanently affixed. And once it's up there, if the guy doesn't protest, that is a good chazaka. Because that's not the type of thing that you move around. Sulam ha-mitzri ein lo chazaka. Sulam ha-mitzri is a small little ladder. It's not kavua. It's not permanent. People aren't makbid on it. And if you put it in the chatzar for a while to go up to your gag or your dovecot, you're going to move it around. It's not kavua, and therefore there's no chazaka. V'latzur yesh lo chazaka. But a big ladder, it's got more than four rungs. So it's something that's more permanent. And it's not something they would move from place to place. There he does have a chazaka for the tashmish of leaving the ladder there, the Rashba says. And the Rashba also says, even if you would take a sulam ha-mitzri, the smaller one, and you actually would nail it down, that would serve as the same function. If the guy allows you, he sees you nailing it down, that would be a chazaka, because there you're making it permanent. Chalon ha-mitzris ein lo chazaka. Chalon mitzris is a chalon that's just, really, it's a small little opening in a wall as a window. And it's really not used for light. It's more used for air and sometimes to like look through. A chalon ha-mitzris is small that a person can't stick his head through. And it's also higher than four amas. Because if it's less than that, then there's an issue of hezekriya that you can look through into your friend's chatzer. So it's higher than that. You're not going to be able to see into his chatzer or into his property. And it's not something that's so kavua. It's more temporary that you sometimes use it. And you use it usually for the air. And therefore, since it's not a chazaka, the guy next door, whenever he wants to, he can build a wall and you can't stop him. Even if the wall is going to block out this little hole, this little window, he's allowed to. It's actually Machlokes Rishonim, I believe, whether that also means if he's allowed to stop you because you don't have a chazaka, if he could tell you to not build this little chalon ha-mitzris. V'latzuris yesh lechazaka, but a tzuris is something that is bigger, that you can stick your head through. That is a chazaka, because that's more permanent. Ezohi chalon ha-mitzris. So now the Mishnah defines what's chalon ha-mitzris. Kol shein rosh shalal demiyachol likarnas tosocha. Any window that a person's head can't stick through, that's what the chalon ha-mitzris is. But a chalon ha-tzuris, the bigger one, people would be makbid. And if he doesn't say anything, therefore he has a chazaka for the tashmish of the permanent window, and you can't build a wall next to it that would impede on its use. Rabbi Huda says, if there's a malbin, which is like a window frame on the outside of the window, even though it's a small window that you can't stick your head through, it's still a chazaka because you're showing that it's permanent by building this. And if the guy doesn't say anything, that's a chazaka. Haziz, a ziz is like a little plank that's sticking out of the wall. Ad tefach yesh lo chazaka. The ziz is sticking out,
hovering over
your friend's chatzer from your wall. So if the ziz is a tefach thick that it's fitting to put things on, so if it's a tefach or more, and not only can you put things on, you're able to use it and put things on, then it would actually end up, because you're dealing with it like that, it's going to cause hezekri. You'll be looking into your friend's chatzer. So this does have a chazaka because of that. V'yachol limchos. And therefore, the neighbor can protest. I don't want you having that ziz. Pachos mitefach ein lo chazaka ve'ein yachol limchos. But if it's less than a tefach, there's no real issue of hezekriya. You can't be mishamish with it the same way, at least. But you can obviously use it to hang stuff or whatever. You can't just use on top of it to put anything. But because you can use it for something, the guy can't be mocha. It's not something that's permanent. You can't stand on it, so there's not going to be any hezekriya as well. And therefore, also, there's no chazaka.